listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
It is time for a trending report. Before we jump into the local stuff, how about this Gene Hackman story that's getting super juicy?
It's crazy.
Disturbing new details have come to light. Like a maintenance worker was peeking through the windows of the house, and he saw these bodies on the ground.
That's what happened. Okay.
That's sad.
Yeah. And then I think he saw her, sticking out of a bathroom. There was some prescription pill bottles laying there. And then he was in a mud room. A dog was, in a closet.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they got in there. She was kind of bloated, yet halfway mummified on various parts of her body. So was he. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, the more that comes out about that story, it's just very perplexing.
You know, the speculation yesterday was some sort of carbon monoxide or gas poisoning, something like that. Maybe they fell asleep at the house with the carbon monoxide. But they're saying no evidence of that. There's no blunt force trauma evidence.
Yeah, but it's still suspicious. And their
bunch
family,
of pills, though, that was a thing? Bunch of pills being taken?
And I know the family, the daughter posted something yesterday saying that the family thought it was some kind of carbon monoxide thing, but then that was ruled that it
deemed
wasn't.
Nope.
Yeah, so...
Dang. What happened?
Figure it out. I know. It's just crazy.
It is crazy.
Absolutely.
Well, that's going on. And then the other big thing this morning is this group is calling for an economic blackout today. It's a grassroots group called the People's Union USA asking Americans not to make purchases at major retailers today.
I won't be.
And to support small businesses. Right. Josh just lost his credit card or something. You're supposed to shop at small businesses and not... give money to all these corporate greedy people with political views that they don't align with yours and blah, 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 blah. So, great day to go to Target.
Yeah,
right.
It's gonna be
empty. Nobody's going to be in there.
You can zip in and out. There was this entire article about how this is stupid. It's not going to make a dent.
It never
does. This needs to be a long term thing,
like a year.
Yeah.
And I found it funny that so many people were posting about this morning already. From their Apple iPhones onto Facebook.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, is it's hard to not, I guess, use some type of business throughout your
day,
right?
That's what they say. They say it's inconvenient. You're going to end up doing it anyway.
Yeah, and so it's just, and to do it to prove a point, and it's what point are we proving even, I mean, I think people just want to jump on the bandwagon type of stuff and not realize what the whole point of it is, and
you hurt
really
the workers,
works for them.
You're hurting the workers more than these corporations. You forget
Absolutely.
That they're employing tens of thousands of people. You're hurting those people, not the major corporations. And again, you're still using your phone today. You're still going to be eating food and using products that you've already bought from Target and Walmart and Amazon in your house today.
Well, you're going to get in your car.
You're going to get in your car.
And
you're going to need gas in your car. Yeah. And a lot of times corporations budget for this kind of stuff. They budget for slumps in sales. And they're going to make up for one day losses by throwing stuff on sale tomorrow. And people are going to be rushing back. So strictly symbolic. Do what you want to do. But, just think about it. I also did a quick deep dive yesterday into how much Target and Amazon and Walmart contributes to charities and organizations and how many millions of dollars they donate to organizations all year long.
Yeah.
A lot.
Just saying. Do a quick Google search on it. These companies actually help quite a few people. Just saying. Just going to throw that out there. Katie, what's going on locally?
Del Taco closed.
Oh, yeah. That again.
It's leading the news today. It sure is. It's on the top of all the news channels. But all of the Colorado locations of Del Taco, except one, closed in the Centennial State. The one open is in Grand Junction. And I can confirm that because I called them yesterday to make sure. And apparently a lot of people were calling them because they're like, no, that news story was wrong. We are open. So... if you are a fan of Del Taco like me, no more Tacos Del Carbone here in the Mile High City. I know. It's very sad, and I know there are people who agree with me. Moving on to something a little more lighthearted as we get a professional women's rugby team in Denver.
Oh, it's about time.
This is just really exciting on the heels of the soccer club, and I mean, it's just really neat to see Denver be the sports town it is and Colorado be the sports state it is. So the season starts already on March 29th. Can you believe that?
That's fast.
I thought that we'd have
some
time.
On me
before it snuck up on me too, Jared. There was no warning. like the whole Del Taco thing. But moving on, moving on.
Oh, my gosh.
So the Denver Onyx is what this team's going to be called, for the Rose Onyx that's at the Capitol. You know that story, right? It's like the very, very rare gemstone that is only mined in Pueblo County, and they have it at the Capitol, the Rose Onyx. It's like the only place in the world where it's at, and so that's what the team is in ode to, the Denver Onyx. And yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be an exciting team to
Denver
watch.
Denver has that the men's rugby team that they've had that was right next to our old office buildings.
The
Raptors.
The Barbarians?
No. Is it the Barbarians? They played at, we'll see now.
The field right next to where our building was, though. That's where the rugby team was.
Yeah, they used to.
So now they got a women's one. That's cool.
They do have a women's.
That
yes,
is super
team.
Cool.
Somebody Google it and look it up. I know. Like, send us the information.
Men's Denver rugby team. Gosh,
the Raptors.
It's like the
Colorado
Raptors.
Raptors. That's
I just
who
said
was.
That.
The Colorado
on
Raptors.
Nobody listens to me.
Did you say that? No, you did not.
I did.
Oh.
Did you?
Sorry, Jared.
Yeah.
Jared Sports.
Did you guys turn my camera off to me?
Yeah, I know.
I did
right?
not hear him say
his
that.
His mic, his
Whoa.
Camera. Poor Jeremy.
Sorry, Jared. No, credit when credit's
it's
due.
All right.
It's all right.
The Raptors in Glenwood at
Glendale.
And it's
good Lord. All right.
You know what?
Should we just go to a song?
We're just going
to
move on.
Can we play a song for you too? You guys all right over there today?
We're fine.
Everything good?
The Glendale Raptors. Yes, and I'm just trying to think of the field they play on.
Doesn't matter.
It starts with an I.
Really doesn't matter.
It's like, is it Inverness?
Doesn't matter.
No, like, oh gosh, it's going
to drive
me crazy.
Hold on, let me check my Who Cares meter. Hold on, let me tell. It's working. It's all the way down there at zero.
About
Nobody
this
cares.
Story. Oh God, you might zero. Care about this one. Did you hear that there are many Oscar-nominated Coloradans this year?
No,
with
I did
the
not.
Oscars coming up this Sunday. Yeah, so we talked about Brady Corbet. He is the director of The Brutalist, which
Infinity Park.
Infinity! I knew it started
oh
with
my
an
God.
I!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway, Brady Corbet, he's from Glenwood Springs. He directed the movie The Brutalist, which is up for some nods. The Wild Robot. You remember that, right? I'm sure your kids got into that. The movie.
We did watch Wild Robot.
And
it was actually I fell asleep halfway through,
movie.
But it was really cute.
Yeah.
I woke up at the end, too.
It was based on
I watched
some
the beginning and the end.
Oh, that's from
perfect.
Last year.
That's all you need. Yeah, it yeah. was from last year. Yeah, and the book series was also quite popular. But Chris Sanders is a director in Colorado Springs,
hey,
and he directed
high five Chris
that
Sanders.
Movie.
Cool.
And then Paula Dupree-Piesman
Love
from
her.
Boulder. Well, you know her probably because
wow.
she's already won an Oscar, and now she's up for another one producing Porcelain War. So quite a few Coloradans up for awards this
Good for
year.
Them. That's awesome.
Yay.
That's really exciting.
Do you guys watch the Oscars at all?
Can't say that I do.
No, Josh?
No.
No?
Not really. I don't get like all the political finger wagging at me. Like,
yeah.
don't go up and lecture me.
I don't care.
Just tell me about your little movie.
Yeah. And
I don't need all the speeches and all that.
Typically, they do. I mean, you're always going to have that no matter what you're watching. But the
well,
Oscars.
It needs to stop.
Growing up, my mom used to have Oscar parties to where she made like huge dishes and we would dress up and she would
like
decorate the house.
They were a bigger deal back then.
They were. And in North Dakota, there wasn't much to do. So we threw a party for just about
you
anything.
You guys had like fancy dresses and tuxedos
we
on?
We would dress up for it and it was so much fun.
That's ridiculous.
So, like,
did you give
mom...
out little Oscars for the best dishes?
No. Oh, that's a good idea.
You know,
I
it was all casseroles.
That, though.
I know.
It was, hot,
it was all
dish.
Hot dishes.
It was yep. hot dish. Yep. There's not a casserole in sight.
It was all dishes that were
gosh.
Lined in the bottom with tater tots.
Yeah, and topped with cheese. Yeah, did
all
you,
of
have
them.
You been there?
did you come?
I just had a hunch.
Oh, but yeah, so the Oscars this Sunday, in case you're interested. And then Pitch a Friend. This is a really neat dating thing.
What's it called?
Pitch a Friend.
Oh,
it's
Pitch a Friend.
I thought you were saying picture friend
no,
weird.
Like pitch. Like
yeah, pitch.
Here's
like
the pitch.
Like pitch, please.
And it's actually a dating thing that started in 2020 in Philadelphia where you go up and you present your friend to a crowd with like a PowerPoint presentation.
This is my friend.
How neat is that? So like
she does not have any STDs.
All right. Well, exactly.
Gosh.
These are things you need to
she
know
loves
in
hot
the dating
plates?
World. Not hot no
hot dishes.
Jeremy.
She's lined with cheese.
Already, they're saying,
she's lined with cheese.
They're saying it's a good concept because you have your friend up there saying good things
well,
about you.
Well, let's do
you.
This. Josh, you and I can go up and talk about Katie
yes,
Cat.
Let's do
and
it.
Get
exactly.
you some loving.
Let's
but
do
here's
it.
The thing. The downside to this is if you guys don't get it right, then I'm holding it against you, right? Like he was a dud and it's your fault because you picked him. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So do you want your friends involved in your dating life? I guess he'll have to
figure
that out.
Well, they probably know you the best. And if they're like a bestie, they'll let your light shine.
They said like these events are very tongue in cheek. Like people go up there and be like, he has a 401k and a house. He's a catch, you know. Like they try and make it pretty lighthearted, but it is just a good sign in general that your friend is up there saying so many good things about you.
I want to do this,
and that's why people are enthralled with it. So it's called Pitch a Friend. So go to their website,
Josh,
find out more about
it.
They have events all over the city, and they're trying
to get in Denver now.
In Denver, yeah, Denver's actually. The fastest growing city for this event. They have like Chicago, LA, New York, but Denver, they tapped into the Denver market and they're like, wow,
well,
you guys really like this.
We should
this.
Try to pitch
Sign
Jeremy
up.
Back to his wife and see if she'll take him again.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That
yeah,
would be
we should.
Funny.
And see if we can like make her
she's
fall
sick
in love
of me.
Again. I know. That's why I want to pitch you again.
She's like, who else wants him?
Yeah,
that's why
else?
I'm here. But they're also trying to get some events in Northern Colorado as well as Colorado Springs.
I
want to
do it for Katie. Let's sign Katie up and go do this.
I'm down. I'm down.
I'm trying to think of what I would say about you.
She's a
You'll
great
never
eater.
Have to worry about
super
leftovers.
Friendly, super bubbly.
Okay,
yes.
Like
she will eat
things.
Your food, which is good.
I will
good.
Eat your food.
She's a foodie.
You know, I won't be picky about the restaurant you pick. Let's put it that way, right?
She loves
do you
Del
have
Taco.
Any STDs?
No.
Okay, so
Lord.
we can do that. No STDs.
Jeez.
She's clean, fresh out the package.
Obsessed with that.
Wow.
Well, that's a big deal if you're on the dating world.
It is a big deal.
See?
Thank you for just broadcasting.
Well, that wouldn't that be one of the big highlights?
No.
Well, it would have been
wouldn't.
Worse if you said yes.
I know.
Yes, actually, I got four or five, but let's not bring that up right now.
What if she was like, let's maybe not bring that
no,
up?
No, she said no, so she's obviously lying. But
I don't.
Oh, my
stop.
Gosh.
What else can we say about you? You like pets?
I do like pets. I don't have any.
Not looking for more kids.
No, I like nature. I like to
Nature's
hike.
Nature's a
waterfalls.
I love sports.
She loves
Huge
sports.
Sports
I mean, that's
she does.
Should
probably
be,
more than most guys, actually.
It should be a, you know, a good green flag for me, but you'd be surprised how
she
many guys
She would leave
don't
you
like.
For Aaron Gordon.
It is intimidating, I think, to
today.
Be with a lady like that. It's hard being around knickknacks sometimes when she gets so involved with football.
It's funny.
I feel like a lesser man.
You know what? Intimidating is a word that I've gotten many times from guys is that I'm intimidating, and I'm not gonna like that's fine if you think I'm intimidating, go find someone less. Ha.
She can hold a conversation.
Just intimidating in the way that you yell at them, or
no, I don't yell,
just with sports.
I think in general I'm just a pretty confident person.
You are.
And not a lot of people can handle that, you know, so I just think that
Denise
that.
Says you're super positive.
Thanks Denise.
She is like you almost have toxic positivity though.
Oh, did she say that too, or was that you?
No, that's me.
Okay.
Are you a mouth breather?
You are borderline, like, almost toxic positivity.
Really?
Because everything is awesome. Everything is great. You look at the bright side of everything.
I try to.
You really do.
I do.
Like, even the most horrific, horrible situations, you're like, oh, it's no big deal.
No, I don't do that.
With the rollover crash? Well, one last car on the road.
Except she cried when Del Taco shut down.
I have feelings, and they have a range of emotions. I'm not always happy.
All right, well, we'll sign you up.
We'll do it. I'm down.
We'll get her done.
Okay.
Get her done for Katie.
Deal.
Oh, is there anything else I want to tell you? Today is National Pancake Day, the first of two.
Ooh.
There's another National Pancake Day on September 26th. So for some reason, there's two National Pancake Days.
I like pancakes.
Shout out to all the ladies. Katy Perry is going into outer space. She's joining an all-female crew on board one of Jeff Bezos' penis rockets, the Blue Origin space flight. She's going to be on there with Gayle King. Lauren Sanchez, which is Bezos' main squeeze.
Yeah.
And then it says, and three other women. An aerospace engineer, a civil rights activist, and a filmmaker. So whoever they are. But all ladies going up this
That's
time.
That's nice. Whee! Yay.
Is there a bathroom up there so you could all go together?
Yeah, we're going to need that, right?
That's kind of neat, huh?
That
Does
is
that
pretty
excite
neat.
You, Katie?
Yeah, I think that's exciting.
No.
I mean, they didn't ask
She's
me
like,
to
nah.
go. That's neat. We're just forging new worlds.
There
sure.
you go, forging new worlds. Taco Bell's Crunchwrap Supreme is turning 20, debuted in 2005. They say it was their most successful product launch ever. So what they're going to do now to celebrate is a new mini Crunchwrap option called Crunchwrap Sliders.
Yum.
Steak and queso crunch wraps. They're about half the size. You get two. come with a little green chili queso dipping sauce, and their little teeny tiny crunch wraps.
This is why they're better than Del Taco.
I have beef with Taco Bell and their crunch wraps because they're another one who took away one of my favorites. They had a sausage biscuit gravy crunch wrap supreme back in the day for breakfast, and then they just took that away with no warning, and I rolled up to my Taco Bell like, can I get one of those? They're like, we don't make those anymore, and I was like, why? Like,
and then she cried.
I'm just saying. Here's I have beef
America.
With Taco Bell.
Here's your fat Katie. Actually, let me give you one more, Katie, because I know you just love food so much. DiGiorno and Hidden Valley Ranch are partnering up on a new spicy rancioni thin crust pizza, as well as a chicken bacon ranch stuffed crust pizza.
Ooh. Yes, the stuffed crust, though. Yum. Those are good.
Girl. All right, there you go. That's what's trending this morning, including Katie's love life, which was awkward for all of us.